It is time for us to check sports here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio, and we might as well start off with the New York Yankees.
Not like them now. See ya, a bullet, two-run home run, 2-1 Yanks.
Wow. This is 29th, and that's a hard one right there, Michael. The first couple you weren't real big fans of, just high wall scrapers. Well, the last two, one in Chicago and the one here, are absolute missiles. Some balls hit hard this inning. Boy, that's the hardest one so far. Good start for the Yankees and Joey Gallo.
Now, here's the interesting thing about this. The interesting thing about that first inning is all the scoring ended in that first inning. The Yankees end up winning against the Angels 2-1. Now, the Tampa Bay Rays, they defeated the Orioles 9-2. And moving on down the scoreboard, the Red Sox are off. They begin a series with the Yankees. And the Giants beat the Mets 7-5. So now, a big part of the Giants beating the Mets was Chris Bryant had two home runs in that game.
2-1 the count. Hit well to center field. Nimmo back, still going back, and over the center field wall, and the Giants jump back ahead. Chris Bryant goes deep.
And Castro comes at him with a lazy breaking ball that drops right over the middle of the plate, right at the knee. And Bryant says, that I like.
Just the beautiful Brandon Belt swing there. Now Chris Bryant, who he launches one. Deep left. Giants go back. To back, Chris Bryant, his second of the night on the very next pitch, 6-3.
Well, it almost looked like he was up there looking for a slider. After the fastball was turned around by Belt, he was sitting on something soft. A high, lazy hanger at 83, and it went out of here in a hurry.
So the Mets lost to the Giants. And taking a look at the standings now, interesting standings. The American League East, which looked like a pansy division for a while, is really turning into one of the more stronger divisions in baseball. Tampa Bay has a 3.5 game lead over the Red Sox, a 5.5 game lead over the Yankees. The Yankees are now only a game and a half back of the wild card. Toronto, meanwhile, playing well. They are 8 games out and 4 games in the wild card. In the AL Central, the White Sox have an 11-game lead over Cleveland. In the AL West, Houston has a 2.5-game lead over Oakland. In the NL East, Atlanta now leads that division by 1.5 games. The Mets are 3.5 back. Philadelphia is a 1.5 back. In the NL Central, Milwaukee has a 7.5-game lead over Cincinnati. And in the NL West, the Giants have a 4-game lead over the Los Angeles Dodgers. All right. Okay. So that is a quick check there. San Diego Padres have signed a former NL Cy Young Award winner, Jake Arrieta, looking to boost their chances. The ex-Lions football player, Alex Brown, has been charged with 4 charges after a car accident which injured a teammate. And the Atlanta Falcons are the first NFL team to have 100% of their players vaccinated. Well, that is a quick check on sports this morning on The Breakfast Club.